Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 347 of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 9, Go Volcanic.
It aired April 8th, 2000, written by Judd Lynn and directed by Koichi Sakamoto.
Neat.
Yep.
There's some jaunty mariachi music going on. I think in my apartment it's so loud, so maybe you'll be able to hear it, maybe you won't. If not, that's, you know, going to be normal. I think they just stopped because they heard me.
They literally just stopped.
Okay, all right. I see you. Well, I don't actually physically see you, mariachi band. I don't know. If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch episodes of Power Rangers, we come back, we talk about it, we fight with noises coming from hither and yon, and we give you an episode of this show, is how we do things here. So we're going to go Volcanic. You said a minute ago before we start, well, as we're recording, but they will not have heard it, that it sounds like they're morphing into Volcano Rangers.
Yeah.
You think they're going to get an upgrade this early where they turn into Volcano Rangers?
They just get this, like, badass magma armor.
Yeah.
That'd be sweet.
Yes, please.
It's very early, but I hope so now.
Yeah, now. I'm going to be very disappointed if it's not. So let's go watch Go Volcanic.
Rescue ready. And we're back. And we just watched Go Volcanic. And also, we danced.
We did. The music is still going. It's been 20 minutes. Normally, we're recording this like a little earlier than we have for the last couple. Normally, around 8:30 is when there's like a little short burst of mariachi music coming from somewhere in and around my apartment complex. I guess it started early. And they're just going to play all the way through. And someone's sawing something now. So someone's sawing a lot of something out there.
They're sawing a whole house the long way.
All right. Well, hey, this is going to be a noisy one. It's okay, though, because I'm just going to talk through it. I mean, there's a good chance they don't even hear it on the podcast and we just sound like idiots.
That's fair.
So we don't do anything on Mondays anymore. If you missed last Monday, we're doing them on Friday. We're doing our patron shoutouts and emails and whatnot. We got some new reviews. So we're going to do those on Friday.
Oh, cool. I've been forgetting to check those.
Yeah,
for a long
I remember.
Time.
We got one on iTunes and we got a couple on Podknife. So.
Oh, nice.
At least one new one. I don't know if we have. We had two the last time we checked a year ago. I don't know. Anyway, morphingrid.tumblr.com is our website. So it's ajakeandjosh.com. It's where the archives are. You can email us at littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Twitter at morphingrid. We're on iTunes. Not iTunes anymore. Now it's Sawtunes. It's welcome to Sawtunes. It's Snapple Podcasts and Google Play and Podknife and Podbay and Podsaws and Pod Podbean and all of them. And you can leave a rating and review on any of those places and help people find this noisy, noisy show. I don't know why we. What did we do?
I don't know.
Do we get cursed?
We're cursed again.
I thought I've been very nice to witches, but I guess not. I just want to apologize ahead of time.
Which is, if you're listening,
we're sorry.
Man, I'm sorry.
Also, we are on Patreon. Patreon.com/HeyJakeAndJosh for as little as a dollar a month. You get some neat stuff in return, including Tattooed Teenage Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills episodes and the bonus Frankcast. Now there's just some like dope bass. This episode.
Oh, boy.
As a pox has been put on our house. Jeepers Christmas. Well,
I guess we're just doing
the dang thing. It's just so many noises coming from.
Is it always like this? This is usually when we're watching the episode. So is it like always like this at 7:30?
No, normally it's pretty quiet until right before. Sometimes there will be some screaming children because they love to get their energy out right sometimes as we record, but sometimes it's usually right before. And then at 8:30, usually there's a little mariachi music and then it stops and then that's it. I don't know why every noise on the planet Earth came to my home today. But I guess we're just going to talk through it and just jump right in.
All
right. We start off looking at a mountain. And actually, before we go any further, I'm going to Google to see if this is what Mount Fuji looks like, because I'm not intimately familiar with it, but I'm pretty sure this is Mount Fuji that they are saying is in Mariner Bay.
I tend to agree, because they use this same shot in Sentai footage of the demons, like, looking at it through a portal hole.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure it is.
Yeah, I'm 80% certain that that is Mount Fuji. It looks very, if it's not, it's a snow-capped mountain that we're looking at. Certainly not a volcano.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you right now, not a volcano. But Dana made a volcano checker that...
Good thing.
I get why she has it, because for a footage match later, but they give us a second reason to have it.
They could have done a lot of different things to match that footage.
They set up a better one later and didn't do it. And we'll talk about that when we get there. But Dr. Fairweather is there. She's very impressed with Dana's volcano checker. She's like, oh, is it check volcanoes? Dana's like, yeah, I'm going to go test it up at the volcano.
Yeah, it says right here is not one. This is so good.
Mountain, turns out. So then she calls Carter and the rest of them. They're getting hot dogs somewhere. They're literally in a park getting hot dogs.
Yeah, they're just hanging out.
In, like, their rescue shirts in the rescue rover. Dan's like, hey, I need the rescue rover back here. Can you bring it back so I can go check a volcano? And Joel's like, after I eat a hot dog. And she just, like, laughs, like, oh, that's just Joel. And it's not, like, bad, right? It's nothing, offensive or mean. But I just don't like Joel, so I'm like, shove a bunch of hot dogs.
you can eat it on the way.
You can eat it in the car while you drive. So she's like, no, okay, that's fine. And then Dr. Farrell is like, I can give you a ride up the volcano. And she's like, no, I'm going to take a bus.
I'm going to take the bus today.
Number one, why wouldn't you take a ride from Dr. Fairweather?
I don't know.
Who wouldn't want that over literally anything?
It's not like, oh, I can drive you there. No, it's a nice day. I think I'll walk.
Yeah.
Opting for the bus over a ride from somebody is always not a good idea.
Dana's never taken a bus before.
No. Because she probably, like, never will again after, not after this episode. Yeah.
She's like, it'll be an adventure. So,
yeah, every time.
Yeah, oh boy. I've talked about my bus woes on this podcast enough, but yeah, I am just not a fan. So also, I don't know if you live in Austin, they are changing all the bus routes.
Why? These ones worked?
Yeah,
good?
These ones are doing too fine. They are taking, from what I understand, all the Rundberg ones, which is like where I live off of the street Rundberg.
Yeah.
Apparently they're just like taking most of them away.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
So...
Also, all the routes are different, so however you took the bus to work before is wrong now.
Yep.
So have fun being lost in Austin, everyone that lives here.
Yep. Sorry about it.
What a dumb city.
It's not well planned. It wasn't a well thought out city. So we cut to the evil palace where... It's not the palace, because she's like, where's my palace? And they're like, it's under the city. So they're not... They're in a sub-palace.
They're just like... Somewhere
they're like a demon tower. It's like a dungeon, but on
they're in a like
ramp.
A demon dimension.
I think it might be a demon dimension.
They're in a venomous dimension.
So Queen Bansheera shows up. Yeah, the big bad that we've been hearing about. Like, she just like appears.
Yeah,
and Diabolical's like, oh, Queen Bansheera, you're back. And she's not, though. She's just like a face on a screen or something.
It's like her face takes up the whole screen. But then it flies away in a minute, so it's like a wispy, like, ghost
version
of her. It's like, I don't know, because they talk to it like it is her, like, oh, you're back. And she's like, yes, I'm back. Hello, baby.
Hello, I love my baby. I'm trapped in Zordon's time warp, because you can only see my face.
And they're like, I know, it sucks. And she's like, yeah, and then she flies away.
Yeah. Well, they, like, give her the bad news that, like, your palace is under a city, and there's Power Rangers. It's a whole mess.
And the Power Rangers are in the water, and you know how we feel about that.
Yeah, we hate that, because all of our monsters are fire or lava, as we will see from this episode. This is, like, the fourth fire / lava monster of the 9 episodes we've watched. So, cool. So then we cut to the theme song. The bad news, I guess, makes her fly away. That's all I can figure. She's like, well, figure it out! And then leaves.
Are the monsters all natural disasters this season? Because there was also, like, a tornado monster.
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
is, like, a volcano monster.
Oh, I made like, a thing, or, like, I said something in, a couple episodes ago where, like, the monsters are, like, they treat them like natural disasters. But I think they are just, like,
they are
natural disasters. We've had a magma and a volcano, two fires, a tornado.
And the earthquake? The elephant stomped and made earthquakes.
And a vampire.
Well, look.
We didn't even see what he did because they just killed him right away. Right. So who knows? So we got the theme song. We come back. Dana's getting on a bus. And she sees a shifty man with a bag full of cash. Like, he's zipping up his bag.
Yeah, he's, like, stuffing a couple bundles of cash into
it. So, like, he ran down the street with this open? Come on, guy.
He just got on a bus with an open sack of money. He's dressed all in black. He's got, like, a little skull cap on and big aviators.
Yeah. So then we cut back to the bad guy house, and Jinxer's like, oh, Impus has a plan. And, okay, what is it? Like, the plan is lava.
He pooped out a new card, and yeah. We're going to throw it in the furnace and see what happens.
So throw it in there. And this episode has a weird amount of American footage, but not in the way you think. There's not, like, a lot of... It's just, like, sometimes there's American footage where there doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why.
Also, before they threw this card into the furnace, there's, like, a close-up of it, and it definitely has, like, a drawn picture of the monster where a drawn picture of the monster would be on a trading card game.
Okay.
So it's a weird merchandise thing that I don't think they capitalized
on. Not over here, anyway. Maybe in Japan. Who knows?
That's true.
Maybe Toei was all over that. So I think Diabolico also says, like, I hate that baby. Like, just, like, he's all of a sudden hates the baby.
Yeah, throw the baby in the furnace.
Yeah. Don't
it'll
know.
Come out a monster.
A couple episodes ago, you were like, don't throw the baby in the furnace, Ben Cumberbum. Like, don't do that. And he's like, okay, fine, I won't. And now he's like, but maybe I will.
What did he call? He said, you fool, in this episode.
Yeah,
right,
as close as we've gotten to his name. His name might canonically be you fool.
You fool.
We get this weird, like, premonition shot of, like, what could happen if the lava monster does its job right. It's just, like, lava pouring over Mariner Bay.
Yeah, it's, like, a one-second footage of just red lava being superimposed over a picture of the city. Like, you can hear somebody behind the camera going...
Yeah.
Like, edging it up. You can't really hear them.
No.
But you can you think about it.
You can feel it in your heart. But it's just like, oh, we will melt the city.
Someone's playing, and they're just like, oh, no, it's lava.
Oh, lava. Right.
I'm dying.
So they throw the monster in the furnace. It pops out a three-headed dog man. It's like a Cerberus, but if it was a man who could breathe fire.
It also has, like, a lot of armor on.
Very well armored. Its heads is plural, are different colors. Like, they're, like, bright orange. At least in the American footage we get of it popping out of the furnace.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know what's up with this monster. Because there's also later, we get, like, two shots of it in American footage just to turn back into Sentai footage for no reason that I can tell.
Yeah, none at all that I could tell.
So he jumps, he, like, teleports away and starts heating up the volcano with his three fire breaths. And we cut back to Dr. Fairweather at the lab, who says the volcano is showing some weird seismic activity. And Captain, that's not his name. It's Commander was last time. What's this guy, Captain Mustache?
Yeah.
He's like, oh, that's weird. Is it natural? And she's like, no, definitely not. According to my readings, absolutely not. And he's like, Diabolico.
Yeah, she does say, like, unless something is helping it. And he's like, oh, it must be those damn dirty demons.
I hate them so much. So then we cut back to Dana on a bus. We're saying it like that because that's literally how Dana said it. When
I will take the bus.
I'll take the bus. Like, she's only read the word because she's like, is Dana a rich kid and she's never taken a bus before?
I mean, it seems that way because she's very excited to do a poor people task.
To be fair, if every bus was as, like, chill as this bus up until, you know, the holdup in a second.
Yes.
Spoilers. Like, it's like a clean nice looking bus.
Yeah, there's five other people on it.
It is nobody else. You can see out the windows. It's real great. There's no like giant engine in the back that just like causes ozone layer leakage. She's like, all right. And then they stop and the bus driver turns back. He's like, I can't go any further. The volcano's going to blow or
something. There is an earthquake that like shakes him a little bit.
Well, he said something about the volcano. Like he's like, it's the volcano causing an earthquake.
Yeah, there's an earthquake. And he's like, too much volcano. Can't do it.
Can't be done. And the shifty guy gets up and says, we're going to that volcano. I don't know why he's going that way.
So he's just getting out of town, I'm assuming.
Right. Maybe he's going to hide out on the volcano until things blow over.
Once you cross the town lines, all your crimes are legal.
Yeah, the police have to stop.
Yeah, they're out of jurisdiction.
Yeah, they can't go any farther. He's like, okay, And then he, like, a woman is like, this, like, very old lady who looks like someone's nosy aunt.
Oh, yeah.
Is just like, who are you? Well, you can't do that. Because he, like roughed up the bus driver. She's like, who do you think you are? And he just pushes her.
He shoves her down on her butt.
She, like, lands on her butt. Dana runs up and is like, hey, what are you doing? And then the shifty guy, whose name is Steve, we'll find out, pulls out a gun?
Yeah, he reaches into his jacket, and I'm like, hey, wait a minute.
That's what you do when you pull a gun out.
What's he gonna pull out on a kid's show? Turns out, it's just a gun.
Just like a real gun.
He just pulls a gun out, and he's gonna shoot these people if they don't drive into a volcano.
Like a whole entire real gun he has on Power Rangers.
Yeah, I mean, they never say, oh, a gun. But oh, no, they do. They do
they
later.
They do, yeah.
Holy shit!
Yeah, it's wild. And he has this real gun that he's like, start driving to the volcano or keep driving or whatever.
And the bus driver's like, well, I guess I'll drive into the fire instead of getting shot by this man.
I guess it's, I mean, okay, and here's the thing. And I know this is like a terrible mentality. I know like guns are like a real touchy thing right now. He has, it's like a revolver. Like it's a six shot, tiny baby revolver. But it still is, you know, a whole gun.
Yeah, I mean, it'll still kill a person.
He didn't pull out, like, a fantasy blaster or, like, a big knife or anything. It's it's a gun. But, like, there's more people on the bus. This is bad math. Like, this is not good math. There's more people on the bus than there are bullets. So, like, you know, if it was dire, they had, you know, the people power to,
well,
like...
Well, is there? Because there's bus driver.
There's bus driver,
there's
the
Dana,
couple.
The shifty guy, the older couple.
Like, another couple in the back and at least one other guy.
Okay.
So I'm counting eight, not counting shifty guy, or seven, not counting shifty guy. Right. At least. But like, which like, you know, you don't want that, right?
No.
But like, at least there is like, you know, you could see that like, if it got real bad, like there could be like, everyone gets together and like, you know, rush the front.
Right.
We never get that far. So we cut back to Captain Mustache, who's like, call Dana, see if her volcano checker is checking the volcano right. Which, like, Dr. Fairweather could tell that there was volcano stuff.
She just checked the volcano.
Why do you need a volcano checker?
Hers is portable. You can check portable volcanoes.
Like, the reason is that she needs to be she needs to have a black bag slung over her shoulder later in the episode.
Hmm.
Okay? That's it. Like, that's it. Sentai footage.
Yeah.
Okay? They will give you another option of a black bag.
I mean, they already have.
They already have. It's the bag full of money. And later on, they give the perfect excuse as to why Dana would have it.
Yeah.
But that's not how it goes.
No.
So he tries, Captain Mustache tries calling her, and Shifty Guy, Steve, is like, I said no talking. And he goes back to Dana, who like is like, sorry, I didn't, like, I don't know, like tries to like cover it up.
Do you think that mustache voice was coming out of me, dude?
Yeah, like, come on. I'm a girl. Like, I'm like, clearly I don't sound like a Navy captain.
Right.
And so then the bus driver's like, hey, stop. He turns around to do something.
He just, like, turns around and looks, and the guy looks at the bus driver and is like, don't you do anything, you're going to regret,
and he holds his gun up, his real gun.
Yeah. And then, just getting a lot of screen time, the gun,
like,
in this episode.
Like, yikes. This is like, post-Columbine, like...
Yeah, because like, it's 2000.
I know it's not a bus, it's not in a school, like it's very different context and stuff, but like guns got touchy on kids' shows for a while before Columbine.
Yeah.
Afterwards, it was like, no, don't, for just like 12 years.
And they're like, what if we do?
But what if we do on this one? And I guess no one was watching Fox Kids. So he has his gun up in the air. Not like he's not like, you know, Yosemite Sam.
Yeah,
he's,
yeah.
Got it like, he's got it like up.
He's not a gun cowboy.
No, but then Dana sees her opportunity. And so she like grabs his wrist, flips him around, like smashes his wrist on one of the seats because they have like the bars to like disarm him. And it like drops and goes under the seats. And there's just a loose gun on the bus on this kid's show.
Yep. And then they have a karate fight on the bus.
Yeah. And like this guy's like a stuntman. Like he pretty clearly like he holds his own. It's him doing his these fight stunts. So like there's a reason he was probably hired. But also, to his credit, dude can act.
His acting is pretty good.
So that's good. Yeah. After the bus fight, the bus veers off because the bus driver gets scared because there's a gun loose and people are fighting on his bus. And so he like drives off a bridge almost.
Yeah. He, like, might also have been another volcano.
I think it was a combination.
I mean,
of the
an
two.
Earthquake.
Well,
caused by the volcano.
Yeah. Same diff. They're like half off. And he gets like, Steve gets like launched out of the bus through the doors and he like grabs onto the edge. And Dana immediately runs over and starts trying to help him up. And we get like 8 minutes of very tense. Is this bus gonna fall off and kill everyone? Is this guy gonna fall off? Like, what's gonna happen?
A lot of different things. The bus, every time they show it teetering from the inside, it's vertical by the time they cut back outside and it levels out. Like, it should have fallen every single time by the way they showed it. But I also kept thinking, if this was any other show, if this was like a more mature show,
right,
Steve would have just grabbed Dana throughout.
Like, oh, probably.
Like,
yeah.
I was like, who is going to come help that he's going to grab and throw out?
Pull
the bus?
Pull them out
so he can get his grip.
But that doesn't happen.
No.
So we get like a couple of minutes. We cut back to the lab. The other Rangers show up, and Captain Mustache is like, Dana, come in. Like, Dana, what's going on? And he can't get a hold of her because of volcano interference, I guess. Can't get over the mountain.
Right. Oh, yeah. They're on the other side of the mountain. Yeah.
Then we cut back to the bus. Starts tipping upwards like way more than before, and it like slides forward, and the bus driver's like, everyone to the back. Bus driver doesn't move. Dana doesn't leave, obviously.
Everyone else was already mostly in the back.
I don't. The only people who were close to the front were the old couple, and I don't think they moved.
They did. They went.
Did they?
Yeah, they moved back. But so, it was like they just moved back like three rows.
Yeah, it didn't do a lot, as we will see in a minute. So Dana's trying to pull him up from being like hanging off the edge, and then the old lady that he shoved earlier comes up and starts like helping him up. And then the bus driver starts helping him up. Between the three of them, they get Steve back in the bus. And then the bus tips a little bit more and the bus driver gets hurt.
Yeah, so the bus tips a little bit. It's starting to fall. It jostles everybody. There might have been yet another earthquake.
Well, we do cut back to the Cerberus guy for a minute to be like, yeah, heat it up.
I'm still breathing fire into the lava.
He says like, my work is done, but like he doesn't leave yet. Like he's still like there. Right. I think he's just like, it's working. Aha.
It's like when you finish something and then you just look at it.
You admire
for, like,
it for
20
a
minutes
bit.
After. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, something happens. The bus shakes and the bus driver falls and slams his shoulder into one of the bars that you hold on to if you're standing.
Yeah.
And he gets hurt real bad.
Bad enough to need a sling. Which he has on hand.
Yup.
Immediately. So then we cut back to the Rangers who see them because they left. Captain Mustache is like, go find her. Like, go see what's up. So they're in their Zords and they're flying around and they get there and they see the bus tipping off. And I guess they can tell Dana's in there because now they're close enough that they can like
ping
her morpher or something. And so Carter's like, Joel, go save her. You're the one who can get there. So he gets out and he like goes to get her with the magnets, get the whole bus with the big magnets. And he says, Sky Cowboy is on the way. Maybe Sky Cowboy is on the job. What I heard was Scott Gotcha is on the job.
Scott Gotcha.
Hi, Scott Gotcha. Scott Gotcha is my favorite Lego. Sounds like a Lego man.
Yeah, he's from the used car salesman set.
Because he's got the little hands. He can grab. He gotcha. Hi, Scott Gotcha.
Also, he sold you a lemon. Gotcha.
Gotcha. So Scott Gotcha grabs him with his cool magnets, and he picks him up and puts them right back on the road.
It's not just on the road, but there's a volcano in the process of erupting, causing many earthquakes.
Yep.
And so he puts them back on the bridge.
Facing the volcano, as near as we can tell. They get out of their Zords and they run up. And this is my favorite part of the episode. So the Power Rangers get on the bus and they're like, Dana, you all right? And they're like, yeah. And the bus driver's like, I can't drive. I hurt my shoulder. And so it pans over to Steve and he's like, I can drive. I used to be a bus driver. Obviously.
Of course.
How convenient. But then the bus driver's like, you're not driving my bus. You should be in jail. And the old lady's like, he had a gun. And Joel's like, a gun on Power Rangers?
He's like, are you kidding?
And it's just like, it's so wild. And even Joel is like, on this show?
Really? A gun?
A whole gun?
I don't believe it either. He did. Maybe he does it in a minute before he takes over.
Before he becomes bus man.
He puts the gun in the bag with the money and zips it up and like slides it behind his seat. And he's like, I'm good now. Don't worry about me.
He's like, I'm going to do what I should do. I'm going to do what's right. And he does, like, that will happen. But everyone's like, he's the only one who can get us out of here. Except for Joel and his magnets that can give you, or maybe
they
your
could
robot.
Literally fly you anywhere.
Yeah. Anywhere, put you in Kelsey's dump truck and drive you anything. But he says, like, don't worry about me. He picks up his real gun and puts it in his bag full of stolen money that he can probably use the gun on. And he zips it up and slides it behind the thing. Like you said, now what you should have done is given it to Dana.
Yes.
And said, here,
get this
you
away
take
from
it.
Me.
So, like obviously, like, I'm giving this away. So, like, I can't use it, so you know that I'm serious.
Right. And
right?
Also, if I give this to you, it's going to get to the right people. If I keep it, I'll probably just take
it. I might just keep it. And also, now the Sentai footage has a black bag.
Weird.
You don't need to have a dumb volcano checker that you use literally twice.
Another way they could have set it up is Dana was leaving town to visit somebody and had an overnight bag.
Anything. It could have been the same. It could have been like a similar thing. Like, hey, there's something weird going on in the mountain. Can someone go check? And I was like, oh, we're out getting hot dogs. And he's like, I'll go and I'll take the bus. And then she could go. But then she could, like, then this could happen. It's the same thing. The volcano checker is just like a dumb MacGuffin.
Yeah.
Because they have one at the lab.
At the lab. And it checks, I guess, every volcano.
At least the one that Dana was going to check.
That's true.
So then.
Well, she's bringing it here to test it, her portable volcano checker. Maybe,
but like, what's
so
that mean?
they could put it in another volcano,
like,
and check that one.
If it's just checking like eruptions and like the earthquakes they make, like we have machines that can
do
that.
When she looked at it on the bus, I swear the meter was just labeled volcano and it went green, yellow, red.
Yes, and this is a volcano.
This is a red volcano where they're at right now.
Because like right now, like it's when she does this right now when she does it. Like she runs over and like opens it. She's like, the volcano's real volcano.
It's doing some volcano stuff in there.
It's a wicked volcano right now. So they leave. They drive on the bus drives off. And we guess they turned around, but it looks like they're just driving towards the volcano for a second. But then the Rangers go the other way towards the volcano. So, pretty sure.
They don't have... The volcano checker is not in the bag in the Sentai footage, is it?
We never see. We don't know what's in the bag. Because they never use
it
in Sentai footage.
It's definitely American footage when she checks it at the volcano, right? She like...
Oh, she checks it on the bus.
She checks it there, too, for like a second.
Does she check it on the
volcano?
Yeah, the volcano?
I mean, she drops her bag and opens it. It's like, yep, still a volcano. And then they run into it. I'm pretty sure that was American footage. Though.
Probably. There's some weird American footage up on the volcano.
If it wasn't, if that was Sentai footage, and you're giving her the stupid thing for another 1 second footage match when you reshot the monster coming out of the furnace earlier.
And they reshoot a couple things in a minute, like, with the monster and stuff. Like, so I don't know why.
Weird. There's a lot of strange stuff happening, and I just want some production notes. Give me just a book, a big Hyrule Historia sized book of Power Rangers production notes and how this weird stuff happens.
Like, just like what, like, hey, do you remember what, like, I want to get and everyone who like worked on Power Rangers, I want to get them on and just like sit them down and watch an episode and be like, what's this? Why'd you do this? what happened here? And maybe their answer is, that was 20 years ago. I don't remember. And I'd be like, fair enough, Mr. Sakamoto.
Thank you for coming thank on you the for podcast.
Thank you for coming on our podcast.
Do you want to be on when we watch Bridge of Dragons?
Well, that was Isaac Florentine.
You're right.
But hey,
was he
maybe
in it? I think Koichi Sakamoto's in it, though.
I don't know. That was like a real movie?
Because I looked
he
him
might
up.
Have been, he might have been the action director on that. Not action director, but like the stunt coordinator on that one. That's what he did. He's like a fight coordinator previous to being a director.
He definitely did something for Extreme Heist.
He's a director. He's involved with that. Yeah. He's a director on Extreme Heist. Oof. Can't wait for that. Anyway, so the Rangers leave. Dana does a running morph. It's her first running morph. I think the first running morph of the season. And I love them every time. She stops to check the volcano. Still a volcano. I don't know what I know I tried to write stops to check the volcano, and I didn't get half of the letters right. But then the monster's there. Like, he just, like, shows up. He's like, hey, I'm here.
He's done admiring his work.
Yeah.
So he just came out and he was like, oh, hey, I didn't see you there.
Or no, sorry. They go into the cave. Every ranger but Dana does.
Right. And they shoot him.
And they shoot him. And then he kicks them all out.
With their fake guns.
Yes, with their blasters.
I guess we have to make this distinction now.
Yeah.
Because there's been a gun on Power Rangers.
So, like, last season we introduced the idea that Power Rangers can die. And now there can be real guns.
Yeah.
Weird. It's so weird. the episode that went up today, so last Monday from when you're hearing this, I named it Rangers Leave Your Blaster and Your Badge on the Desk When You Leave the Room, which is a Fall Out Boy lyric. But, like, I almost wrote gun, and I was like, it's not a gun. They don't have guns. There's no guns on Power Rangers. I can't write that. It's a blaster. But now you can just have a gun,
have
I
a
guess.
Gun.
The dog is, he doesn't get it either.
You can't believe there was a gun
on Power
on
Rangers.
Power Rangers.
So we cut back and forth. This is when there's some weird stuff. So they all get blasted out of the volcano cave room, the volcano furnace area where you heat up your volcano. And the ranger out, he comes out. There's a couple weird back and forths where it's like, it's American footage and they're standing off, and then it cuts to them in Sentai footage doing their lineup, and then it cuts back to him in the Sentai footage, and it cuts back to them in American footage, and then Sentai footage for the rest of the time. And I had no idea why.
It's crazy. I don't know. Maybe some of the footage was damaged.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or maybe it was just like, Koichi Sakamoto directed this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he was just like, none of this footage looks the way I need it to. Get that suit out here, and let's have him stand this way.
I don't have a weird, like, worm's eye view of from his foot looking at the Power Rangers. And earlier, like, when he was in the, like, palace, it was just, like, him against a pillar and some fog going around.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe the monster didn't come out in the beginning the way that it did.
Maybe.
Who knows? Yeah. So it's supposed to be like a Cerberus, like dog fire breather. It kind of looks like he's got three chicken heads.
I thought it looked like he had three like T-Rex heads.
Who knows?
It could be anything.
It could be
he's
anything.
A monster.
We don't even get his name. That doesn't matter.
Nope.
We cut back to the bus, and Steve is pretty good at driving a bus. He was a pretty good bus driver. And the bus driver says, hey, you're pretty good at this. He's like, yeah. I miss having people trust me.
Yeah, I love driving the bus.
I love driving a bus and having people do it, trust me. And he's like, and the old lady's just like, eh, gives a thumbs up.
That thumbs up, like, you get him, Tiger.
Yeah, drive that bus. So then there's an eruption. It shoots out some debris that lands all along the road. And Steve now has to do like some burnout stunts to get through there, and he does, and no one gets hurt, and everyone's like, oh my god, yeah, you're so good at this, Steve, and he's like, I am good at this, and then they go back to the Power Rangers, where they are spraying him with their CO2 canister version of their blaster, the fire extinguisher version, and then they get the Unilaser, and they blow him up, and they do the trap card, which just sticks into, like, a chunk of his meat.
Oh, it's so gross, because it just sticks right in there.
Just right in that wolf meat.
So gruesome that they just fall into chunks on the ground when they die.
Like, they don't blow up and then are gone for a minute, or they don't like get grown before they can die.
No, their pieces stay.
They just blow up into chunks. It's pretty gross.
Then the card sticks in one, and it makes a bunch of bats with what looks like bald eagle heads fly up and make him a giant. It's so weird.
It's Go-Go 5 is real weird. So then we cut to the Power Rangers doing their Zords. They, you know, they get their Zords together. They do a punch, and it gets grabbed by one of the mouths. And so they have their other arm, and they just uppercut the middle mouth. And then they do the ladder arms, backflip, kick.
Yeah.
And there's some fire that happens.
He shoots a fire at the Megazord, and it gets knocked back a minute.
And Carter's like, Chad, get him with the water hoses. And Chad's like, using the water hoses. And then they spray foam at him.
Yeah, they spray just like a fire extinguisher at him.
Fire extinguisher. So I think Chad might be stupid.
Well, look, we haven't had a lot of evidence in the other direction.
No, Chad's nice and he's chill.
Yeah,
he's really good at karate and he's got a lot of very good qualities. But I think he just might be a little stupid. And that's not bad.
No, it's kind of charming.
It's a little charming. Then that like knocks him back long enough for them to do the saber ignite, which I don't think would work. Number one, he's a fire monster, and number two, he's covered in flame retardant. So like. I just don't think it's going to work, but it does.
Yeah, I mean,
Power
they did
Rangers.
Still cut him with a big sword.
I guess at that point, so that's what's doing the real work, you know.
And also, you fight fire with fire, and you win every time.
You know, I never thought about it that way. And technically, you're right. So then we cut back to a service station where the bus is pulled up, and the Power Rangers run up, and everyone's off the bus, and they're, like, talking to Steve. And Dana's like, hey, you're a hero. He's like, thank you for saving my life. He's like, hey, you're a hero. Like, you saved them. Everyone, like, all the Power Rangers give him a pep, not the Power Rangers, the passengers give him a pep talk. Like you did what's right and all this. I don't remember exactly what they say. It's
like, thanks.
Thanks. Thanks. And congratulations. You drove a bus so good. And then he's like, well, you saved my life. Like, thank you for saving my life. He says to Dana. And the cops pull up. And I don't know, I'm assuming Steve called the police on himself.
It seems that way.
Because he's not surprised in any way that they're here. So they come up and they go to arrest him. They're like, Steve Harrison, you're under arrest. And Dana's like, wait, officer, I want you to know, like, whatever he did, like, he saved all these people.
Well, I'm going to assume he robbed a bank with a gun.
At least. I don't think he used the gun.
I don't think so either.
But he definitely did rob a bank.
At gunpoint.
At gunpoint. And then threatened a lot of people with a real gun. So,
but he then drove those people to a service station. So,
well, and he dodged, you know, volcano that's stuff.
True. And he took off his hat and glasses.
And that made him nice. Made him a good guy.
Hat maybe was probably just a little too small, making him grumpy.
Hey, we all know that feeling. So they start like walking him away. And he's like, wait, hold on. And he turns around and he's like, I don't know if Dana said something to him, but he's like, I'm not afraid to pay for what I've done. Cause like from now on, things are going to be different. And they're like, yes, good job, Steve Harrison. And so then like he gets walked over to the police car, and then we cut back to the demon lair where Diabolico is like, tell us what you need us to do.
Get you to come back, she's back, kind of.
Well, he doesn't even say that much. He says, tell us what you need us to do. And she says, it's already done. And then flies away.
Well, she doesn't fly away, though. Because at first it's like the blue, misty Zordon head. But then she's like, it's already done. And that starts to like peel back. And it's just like red. There's like red fog now and her red glowing eyes. And then that's what it ends on.
Huh.
So she back, it looks like.
I guess.
I don't know what the trigger was, what key action was performed that allowed this event to occur.
And also, from where?
From space?
From Demon Hawaii. She's on a nice vacation somewhere.
Left her baby.
Well, yeah, for 5,000 years. It'll be fine. It's just it's a baby.
Look, she needed some time.
Look.
Also, that's an old baby.
I think I said that a couple months ago. Like, that baby's 5,000 years old. Either hit puberty or don't.
Good job, you moocher. Yeah.
So that's it. That is the end of our episode. Josh,
yeah.
I started. What's the best?
Oh, I don't know.
I think the best is Joel's reaction to a gun.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was my favorite moment in the episode just because it is. I was like, hold on, there's a gun. And Joel's like, hold on, there's a gun. So I'm going to give it to that.
I don't have anything better, so I will agree.
What is the worst?
I think the portable volcano checker.
I also think that I'm tempted to give it to the gun, but just because it's weird to see a real gun on Power Rangers.
It is weird, but it did give the bus ride, I think.
Real stakes?
Yeah, the stakes it needed, because if he just had, like,
a
knife. Hands.
Yeah, right.
Even a knife would have felt weird, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not as weird, but if he pulls out, like, a switchblade,
yeah.
I'm going to be like, whoa, buddy.
Yeah, as long as he's not just, like, a threatening man, like, with, like, no weapons.
I could see him pulling out, like, a baseball bat.
Yeah,
or
like
something.
A club, but, like, a knife or a gun, like, gives it, like, makes it real.
Yeah.
You know? But I think that was for the better. So, yeah, I think I'm also going to give it to the volcano checker because it didn't need to happen. There's so many other ways than to have Dana have a stupid little volcano checker.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP?
I'm going to give it to the old lady.
I'm going to give it to Steve Harrison.
All right.
He turned his life around.
But he wouldn't have a life to turn around if the old lady didn't help pull him back into
the
bus.
Well, I think that was mostly on Dana.
And also that thumbs up she did. Mwah.
I'm gonna give it to Steve Harrison. Also, he was a good actor.
He was a good actor.
A lot of times he'll get a stunt actor to do these little tiny bit parts, and you can tell, and it's not great. And this time, he was actually very good.
It worked out very well.
He had some good range. So now, we're gonna rank this puppy. So, this three-headed, fire-breathing puppy. We got 8 episodes on here.
His dinosaur puppy. Maybe chicken?
I guess.
I mean, chickens are the closest relatives to the T-Rex alive today.
Technically true.
So do with that information what you will.
Who knows?
Got him.
Right? Pranked you, paleontologists. Or did the paleontologists prank us?
I think they pranked us. Because they're like, hey, you know how dinosaurs used to be like super cool? And like
now,
giant reptiles with nasty claws and teeth?
They're chickens.
They're just chickens.
So we got 8 episodes on here. We don't have a double duty line.
There's no line because every episode on the list is at least good.
Wheels of Destruction is what I would consider a bad episode.
But that's the last one.
That's
right?
The last one.
Okay.
So it's better than that.
Yep.
Above that is Cyborg Rangers, which was mostly fine, if a little boring.
Yeah.
Like it was a little obvious. Chad did kick through a robot, which is really good, but
even though it hurt a lot, he kept kicking.
And above that is Trial by Fire, which is Carter balls too hard. I think this might be better than that one. And then the one above that is A Matter of Trust, which is the bomb, the hydrogen cell.
Right. I don't think this is better than that one.
Okay.
How do you feel about it?
I don't remember a lot of other stuff happening in that episode.
I don't really either.
So above that is Lightspeed Teamwork, which is we had the very cool Zord fight in the beginning.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's better than that.
No, for sure not.
But I think it might be better than Matter of Trust. Because I liked Matter of Trust, but right now all I can think is there was that fake out double switch and that's it. And Dana had a really good line reader telling her dad to go have her friend get a taxi.
Yeah. All right. I'll give it to you because I also only remember Dana driving a fisherman.
Yeah, right?
So I can't even tell you what the monster was.
The monster was...
Probably a fire monster.
He did fireballs from the sky.
Oh, that's right. Oh, it was the lightning guy.
No, that was...
Striking.
That was Cyborg Rangers.
You're right because he made them loopy.
Yeah.
He just made fireballs.
Yeah.
And he made it hot outside.
Yeah, he was a heat wave.
He was the heat wave monster.
He was heat miser.
Okay, I will say this is better than that.
Okay, so below Lightspeed Teamwork, above Matter of Trust, coming in at number 5 is Go Volcanic. All right, so that's going to do it for us for today. Josh, what is the next episode?
The next episode is Rising from Lightspeed.
All right, we will see you on Friday for that. But until then...
May the power protect you.
dog.
Someone play with that dog.
Someone just pet that dog.